Good evening. Welcome to Evening Prayer, this Passion Tide, Saturday the 28th of March. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. As we behold your Son enthroned on the cross, stir up in us the fire of your love, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and walk with you in newness of life, singing the praise of him who died for us and our salvation. Blessed be God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. That this evening may be holy, good and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. I cry aloud to the Lord. To the Lord I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him and tell him of my trouble. When my spirit faints within me, you know my path. In the way wherein I walk, have they laid a snare for me? I look to my right hand and find no one who knows me. I have no place to flee to, and no one cares for my soul. I cry out to you, O Lord, and say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am brought very low. Save me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. When you have dealt bountifully with me, then shall the righteous gather around me. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. God of compassion, you regard the forsaken and give hope to the crushed in spirit. Hear those who cry to you in distress and bring your ransomed people to sing your glorious praise now and forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. So let us pray. As we draw to the end of another day, God, we pray for peace. Peace in our world, peace between people, and peace in our hearts. We pray for all the people we have thought about, spoken to, or met today. We bring before you their needs. We pray for the persecuted church and all those who follow you but are not safe to do so. We pray for the oppressed peoples of the world, remembering all those who suffer. Compassionate God, we remember the lonely and all those who are near to death, especially those who have to be separated from their loved ones. And we pray for all who are facing loss, for your comfort and your consolation. We pray. Ever-present God, be with us in our isolation. Be close to us in our distancing. Be healing in our sickness. Be joy in our sadness. Be light in our darkness. Be wisdom in our confusion. Be all that is familiar when all is unfamiliar. That when the doors reopen, we may with the zeal of Pentecost inhabit our communities and speak of your goodness to an emerging world. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us in the traditional form. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in you. For your endless mercy, for
You're